Sing it, Christmas album.
Health and fitness guru Richard Simmons sold candy as a youngster in New Orleans.
Sure.
In 1958, Elvis was there filming King Creole.
Hey.
While walking around Bourbon Street one day, he bumped into the young Richard Simmons. Elvis asked what kind of candy he was selling. Richard Simmons told them they were pralines.
Ah.
Elvis claimed they were his favorites. Elvis found them fresh and delicious.
Man, these are fresh and delicious, Jack.
He ended up buying every box that Simmons had.
Of course he did.
18 boxes of pralines.
Oh, it's interesting how they liked each other. Was he wearing the candy striped shorts?
What Elvis didn't know was that he was Richard Simmons' very first customer. The young man could not believe his luck.
Right.
The next day, armed with 18 more boxes of pralines, he was on the same street corner when Elvis came by for a refill.
Of course. Man, I can't stop eating these. There is Elvis's eating to excess.
Richard Simmons and Elvis continued this dance for 6 days.
Wow. Jesus, 18, but well, they must have been little boxes.
No,
they were big, like I'm pound sure. size. Right.
On the last day,
moving boxes.
Richard Simmons remembers standing in the street with his box of 18 pralines waiting for Elvis.
Hey.
Wow. Well, you never heard that one before.
And then he burst into tears and got fat.
Didn't know they'd
And the rest is history.
Yep, and... Now let's move on to... How about puking Elvis?
Yeah, all right, very good.
In a scene for a movie, King Creole,
right.
Actor Walter Matthau hits Elvis with a chair after getting into a fake staged fight.
Right. Wow.
The scene was rehearsed once, and then the director called for a take. Walter Matthau picked up the chair and broke it over Elvis's back.
Elvis, you marry, I'm going to get you, Elvis. Memsy.
Elvis pulled himself up.
Freshly.
Started. Hold on. I don't think we've heard this one before.
No.
Turn that off.
Yeah, you know, I like it with the, at least fainter in the background so I can hear the stories.
Well, you know, who put the other music in? He's just trying to mix it up.
I shouldn't have said nothing.
Just trying to mix it up.
I'm just in. This is a new one, and we don't get to hear those.
In a scene for King Creole,
yeah.
Walter Matthau hits Elvis with a chair after getting into a fight at the club in Bourbon Street. Scene was rehearsed once. The director called for a take. Walter Matthau picked up the chair and broke it over Elvis's back. Elvis pulled himself up, started gagging. And began to vomit uncontrollably.
Oh, my God. Wow. It's like his body went into shock.
Yeah.
7 to 8 minutes of projectile vomiting later, Elvis's fit passed. He got up and drank a glass of water.
Why are you puking, Elvis?
Director Michael Curtis called for a break, but Elvis said he was fine. He would redo the scene after he changed his clothes.
I'm not going to hit you with that chair again, Elvis.
The director asked him if he was sure, and Elvis said, I'm fine, but I will be glad to get into the army where it is safe.
Oh, that's his little Elvis humor.
Yeah, it's a joke. I'm Elvis.
Later that night, the crew and cast got together to reshoot the scene. Walter Matthau rehearsed with Elvis. The director called for the take. For the second time, Walter Matthau picked up the chair and broke it over Elvis's back.
Okay.
Elvis immediately started gagging.
Jesus!
And began to vomit uncontrollably.
That's, no explanation, right?
No. Nice start.
They just leave it at that. All I did was put a chair over his back and he began to puke. What's she puking for, Presley? What the heck? Wish he'd been alive. I'd love to see him in Grumpy Old Man. Presley!
Hold on a second. Okay, here's another short one I bet you've not heard before.
That cake was murder.
Elvis? Elvis detested his role of Arabian playboy and 1965's Harum Scarum.
Oh.
He was required to wear a chic outfit for the part, and he was hesitant about wearing the costume.
Really?
When he tried it on, however, he liked what he saw.
Sure.
Elvis later said the outfit made him feel regal and distinct.
Uh-huh.
He loved the costume so much, he wore it to and from the studio every day.
That's Elvis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to seriously picture a Hollywood star doing that today. I don't think that would happen. Imagine you're driving down the streets in L.A. and you see a sheik go by, you know, and it's Elvis Presley.
People who knew him said he was silly. Those who didn't recognize him thought he was crazy.
Right.
Elvis did not care what anybody thought.
No, he didn't. He's Elvis.
He wore the costume out. Oh, he wore the costume out. And the studio had to fit it with an extra one, used only for filming.
Okay. Now, you want to know why he did that? Because he could.
Right.
Right there where the studio gives him another outfit to wear when he goes out.
The king.
That's good. Can you imagine just sitting in a restaurant and Elvis comes walking in that outfit? This is the part of Elvis that you can't help but love.
Right.
All right, this one I think we have heard before, but as long as we're on the topic of Elvis, early Elvis, before bloated Elvis, this
right.
would be like 1958-66 is Elvis.
Right around the Army Elvis.
In the early 60s, Elvis developed a chronic foot odor problem.
Yeah, oh dear.
That could not be controlled.
Can't control it, Jack.
Elvis had no time to do his laundry while he was touring.
Oh.
So at the end of the day,
oh dear,
he would throw his sour-smelling socks into his suitcase.
Oh.
After several weeks, about 2 dozen rancid socks were stuffed in his luggage. When he got home, he handed the bag over to his mom, Gladys. She opened the suitcase and nearly collapsed from the stench.
Right. Oh, my boy!
Wearing a bandana over her nose and rubber gloves on her hands, she filled a large basin with water and extra soap and washed Elvis's socks.
So he's a major rock star, but she's still, you know, that's back before they had a washing machine.
Right. How anyone with smelly feet, with feet this smelly, could not have the brains to wash and powder his feet was beyond Gladys. She made sure Elvis knew that. She said, "Son, your feet stink.
Son!
Never bring me another load of your putrid socks to wash."
Good for Gladys.
Elvis did not heed the warning.
You know what they call that?
What?
They call that tough love.
Yeah. Yes.
The next time he brought home another load hidden in his suitcase.
Tough love and cotton panties.
Gladys dumped the luggage on the curb for the garbage men to take.
Here you go, girl.
When Elvis complained, Gladys told him he could wash his socks that's himself if he wanted them that badly.
Yeah, wash them socks yourself if you're gonna put them in my stinky house.
Early the next morning, the garbage men tossed the suitcase into their truck.
Uh-huh.
To the day he died, Elvis had chronic foot odor.
Wow. Now, you got to think later on, if he till the day he died, what those dogs must have smelled like in 1977.
It wasn't blue suede.
Pretty great.